You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location, direct from Interphex, day two. Todd, an exciting guest up next, but wow, we're off to a good start. It's going to be a great day.
It is going to be a great day. We're surrounded by the Life Science Connect folks. They're great, great hosts for us, and I'm just delighted to be here. I mean, New York City is still the center of the universe. You can't help but love it here.
Center of the universe. I couldn't agree more. Well, we got a great guest up next. Say hello to Ken Himes. He's a sales manager with Philomatic. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. So before we start up our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been in the industry for about 30 years, and with Philomatic going on 8 now, and, you know, always in packaging or related type industries. But Philomatic has been a great privately held company that I've worked for and worked with, and it's just been, you know, a good run for many years for me.
Outstanding. Well, Philomatic, give us the 10,000 foot view. What do? How do you serve your market?
We are, for the most part, liquid filling manufacturers. And we still provide equipment for several industries, primarily pharma, diagnostics, cosmetics, but we also get into some other areas. It could be household chemicals or personal care items, that sort of thing. But primarily pharma, diagnostics, and cosmetics. And, you know, we'll fill containers, our equipment fills containers anywhere from a microliter up to several liters. And, you know, we also then provide capping solutions because filling and capping tend to go hand in hand.
Ken, talk a little bit about some of the problems that you solve for customers.
You know, we've developed some machines over the years for specific applications and for customers who couldn't find a solution. One was a Cubitainer filling and capping system. Primarily those go into diagnostic type companies, Beckman Coulter, Sysmex, other companies like that. And they're, you know, they had a need to fill and cap a flexible, somewhat flexible bladder that goes inside a corrugated box. And there was no other company out there. There were plenty of companies that could do the filling, but the capping portion of it was not really out there, and our experience with servo-driven capping helped us to win that business and provide many machines or systems like that.
When a manufacturer is in the process of selecting a liquid filling system, what are some things they need to be thinking about when they're about to make that important decision?
You know, today it seems like there's many of the focus is on what is the metering system that you want to use to, you know, meter out the product accurately into the container. And so there's multiple choices now for that. And, you know, anywhere from our own piston pumps to peristaltic, which are tend to be a, you know, throwaway type single-use system. And, but, you know, depending on the application, it could be a flow meter, a Coriolis type technology, or it could be a lobe pump or gear pump. So there's many different types of metering systems, and then, you know, it's going to look at what's the environment that we're filling in. Is it what type of clean room, or is it a clean room, or, you know, do we need to provide some HEPA filters over our equipment, or, you know, and it's always going to come down to what kind of rate that the customer wants to run. And so there's some of the key things that we look at, and then once we understand what those are, we start to focus in on the type of the proper piece of equipment that will work for them.
Ken, a lot of folks will say Philomatic and innovation are synonyms. Talk a little bit about some of the innovations that are coming our way.
What we started to see a couple years ago was an increased need for net weigh systems, and meaning that the customer wants to be able to verify that they did in fact get the proper amount of liquid into a container and be able to maybe even store that information or just be assured, or and in the case of net weighing, to be able to make adjustments on the fly. If the amount of liquid that's been placed in the container is a little low or a little high, we can, you know, make adjustments to get it back in line. We introduced a monoblock system, monoblock meaning a system that can do multiple functions in one on one footprint, if you will, in a relatively small package. And so we incorporated a load cell to weigh the empty container and then after filling to reweigh it and then make the calculation too. And so, you know, that has been something that's been important to us. Philomatic has, I guess, two different groups. There's the small machine group and the large. I'm on the large machines, more automated. The small machine group is a benchtop type filling equipment. And we introduced what we call an adaptive fill for our benchtop line that allows our customers to buy one machine that can easily switch between a piston pump, a peristaltic pump, and a lobe or gear pump. So somebody that has a variety of filling needs, you know, one machine can fit all.
Todd and I always get a charge at these kinds of events when you interact with innovators and seeing all the cool innovations that they're doing. What is driving innovation, not only for Philomatic, but for the industry as a whole?
You know, we really just have to listen to our customers and see what they're looking for. We have a list of product development projects that we prioritized and going forward that we generally know from the industry that is important and will be important in the future. But we also, you know, from time to time get a particular customer that comes to us with a unique container or closure that is something that we haven't seen before and they need to, you know, be able to have a solution for. So more and more it seems like in pharma there's the drive towards isolators and RABs, and on diagnostics it's special shaped containers and closures come to mind. It's material handling sometimes, you know, it's a different type of product, something that's very viscous, or the need for clean in place is something that we see more and more of. So marrying up the right metering system, the right material handling to solve those issues is what we do.
Ken, when I think of a filling and capping system, if I'm the guy running the plant, consistent high performance is critical and ease of maintenance is critical. Talk to us about those two critical factors.
Yeah, 20 plus years ago, we were one of the, I guess, first companies that started using servo technology, servo drives, and they allow us to, and our customers, to very quickly change over from one size to another to store recipes so we can easily go back to what was run previously. There's changeovers don't require as much of a mechanic now to come out with a set of tools and make mechanical adjustments. Those can be made directly from the HMI or operator station. We know that uptime is, you know, critical, and so being able to service and help customers with questions is something that we place a lot of importance on, and we have a large group of tech service people that are, you know, standing by to help on the phone and then to be able to go out in the field and help customers get back up and running if they need it. You know, the bulk of the time we're able to help a customer over the phone. But we have equipment that we've been manufacturing for 60 years. And not that you come across equipment that's 60 years old anymore, but certainly 30 to 40 years is not unusual.
Wow.
And so we've done a great job of being able to keep our customers running even on very old equipment. We have our own machine shop, and so it's something that if we don't have the part in stock, we can make it for them. And that's important to customers as well.
Oh, I'll second that. Goodness. Well, Philomatic is exhibiting here at Interphex. Why are you here? Why does an organization such as yours invest time and treasure in an event like this?
This is really the show for pharma, and I'd roll in the diagnostic side of it as well because that's a growing part of our business also. And it's important for us to be here to get back with the customers that we haven't seen in a while or, you know, you know, make new customers. And it's just the show that we respect from that standpoint, and know with our business being primarily around diagnostics and pharma, this is the place to be.
Pull out your crystal ball for a second, Ken. What do you see coming at us over the horizon in the next 3-5 years?
We are looking at some innovations that will allow us to help our existing customers with improving their equipment they already have. We are also looking at more single-use type technology for metering products. That seems to be really growing in the last few years, and I expect it to continue to see that. The desire for some companies to not have to go through a cleaning validation, you know, pushes them more towards a single-use type metering system. So a couple things that I can think of right off.
All right. Well, Ken, we're running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Philomatic?
Well, we are in Baltimore, Maryland, and, of course, they can find us at philomatic.com, and as many customers do already, and that's the primary way that folks find us or learn about our equipment, where they can see video and photos and learn more about our equipment.
All right. Ken Himes, the sales manager with Philomatic. Ken, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Good luck at the show. All right.
Thank you.
That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Ken Himes, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage of Interfex. We'll be right back.